During the Golden Age of Spain, from 900 to 1200, there were four great Spanish poets: Shmuel ibn Nagrela, who lived from 993 to 1056; Shlomo ibn Gaviro, who lived from 1021 to 1056. A Don Olam is attributed to him, but there's no solid evidence to support this. Moshe ibn Ezra, 1055 to 1138. He's the author of many Piyutim and Slichot that are recited in the Sephardi Slichot. He is not Avram ibn Ezra, the famous biblical commentary. This is someone else. And the fourth is Rabbi Yehuda Halevi, who lived from 1075 to 1141. Now, he was a nationalist poet. Rabbi Yehuda Halevi loved Eretz Yisrael. He wrote poetry about Eretz Yisrael. He was born in Toledo, Spain, but then he settled in Cordova, where he practiced medicine. He is the author of Sefer Kuzari. Sefer Kuzari is a philosophical work consisting of discussions among a Khazar king, a Jew, a Christian, a Muslim, and an Aristotelian philosopher. And as a result of these debates between these different individuals, the king embraces Judaism. Now, the truth is that there was a kingdom from Khazaria, and there was a king of Khazar who actually converted to Judaism, he and some of his noblemen. Chasdi ibn Shaprut in the 10th century exchanged letters with a member from this kingdom. And so it's true that that this king did convert to Judaism. But the story, the way Rabbi Yehuda Halevi portrays it in Sefer Kuzari, did not really happen. What he does is he takes this story and then he makes this philosophical work more interesting by telling it in story form as a discussion between a king and a rabbi, or a king and a Christian, a king and a Muslim. And this is a very famous, very popular medieval philosophical work, Sefer HaKuzari, perhaps most famously known for providing the proof of revelation of the Torah, that the revelation of Torah must be true, because no one can make up that 600,000 people heard the Torah, witnessed the Mamad Har Sinai, 600,000 men witnessed Har Sinai. No one makes a similar claim. This idea originates in Rabbi Yehuda Halevi's work, Sefer HaKuzari. In any case, after his philosophical work is completed, he leaves on a pilgrimage to Eretz Yisrael via Egypt in 1140, and nothing is heard from him until after his departure from Egypt. And legend has it that an Arab horseman rides him down when he reaches the Western Wall in Yerushalayim. And the question is the story fact or fiction? Rav Soloveitchik, in his commentary on the Kinos, he said the following: while we know that he left about Yehuda Halevi, Soloveitchik writes, while we know that he left for Eretz Yisrael, we know nothing about him from the date of his departure from Egypt. The story is told, I do not know if it's true, that when he arrived in Eretz Yisrael, he fell on the soil. At the very moment, a Bedouin on a horse rode over him and killed him. Now, they say there is documentary evidence that he died in Egypt on his way to Eretz Yisrael. I do not know about it. Rabbi Dr. Eliezer Brot wrote about this question: did Rabbi Yehuda Halevi ever reach Eretz Yisrael, in the Sfarim blog? And I want to share with you his findings. So in the work called Sefer Yuchsin, written by Rav Avram Zakuto, he writes this in the end of the 15th, beginning of the 16th century, he writes that Rabbi Yehuda Halevi, Rav Avram ben Ezra, hayu b'nei shtei achyos v'hem kvurim b'yachad. The Rabbi Yehuda Halevi and the Ibn Ezra were two cousins, and they were buried together. V'asa svarim upiyutim. Well, to lomar Rabbi Yehuda Halevi, v'asa sefer kuzar. So they wrote svarim. Rabbi Yehuda Halevi wrote svarim and piyutim, and he wrote a sefer kuzari. Uben 50 shana haye Rabbi Yehuda Halevi kesha'ala l'eretz Yisrael kamo shekosav b'fiyutav. Rabbi Yehuda Halevi was 50 years old when he went to Eretz Yisrael. So in Sefer Yuchsin, the author believes that he did enter into Eretz Yisrael. Now, the legend about the horseman is recorded in a work called Shalshelas HaKabbalah, and that is written by Rav Gedalia ibn Yahya. This work was published in Venice in 1586, 1587, which is 400 years after Rabbi Yehuda Levi's death. And in Shalshelas HaKabbalah, it says, Kasav Sefer Yuchsin. The Sefer Yuchsin, Rav Zakuto writes, Sh'Rabbi Yehuda Levi haya ben nun shana kishaholach le'eretz Yisrael, k'nir b'fiyutav. He was 50 years old when he arrived in Eretz Yisrael. V'kibalti mizakin echad. And I have a tradition from one elderly individual, Shekehigio el Shara Yerushalayim. When he reaches the gates of Yerushalayim, karas begadav, he ripped his garments. V'halach bekar sulav ala oretz l'kayma shenemar kiratzo v'odechas v'nev esafara yichunanu. And he sort of fell to the ground. And v'hoya omer hakina shehu chiber amratzion haloti shali. He said the elegy, the kina that he composed, that we say every Tisha B'Av, Tzion HaLoti Shali, Vishmael Echad, Lavash Kina, Allah Mirov Dvekuso. An Arab was jealous of Rabbi Yehuda Levi from the fact he was so connected to Eretz Yisrael. V'halach Allah, that he bowed on the ground, to kiss the ground. V'halach Allah B'Suso, Vayir Masehu, Vayir Misehu. And then he trampled over him and he killed him. The next time that the story appears in print is by Rav David Conforte in the 17th century in a sefer called Kore HaDoros. And he essentially cites the Shalshelas HaKabbalah's account of this Arab horseman trampling on Rabbi Yehuda Halevi once he reaches Yerushalayim. Now, in 1840, Rav Shmuel David Lutzata, the Shadal, questions the legend on the grounds that Yerushalayim was in the hands of the Christians at that time, and the Arabs were not allowed in the city, and even if there were Arabs around, they would not have done such a brazen act right at the city gate. So Shadal thinks that he died on the way to Egypt, never reaching Eretz Yisrael. Others have argued that while the Ibn Ezra at times refers to Rabbi Yehuda Halevi in his work on the Chumash, never does he mention anything unique about Rabbi Yehuda Halevi's death, suggesting that the story did not happen. Now, there was a famous traveler during the Golden Age of Spain named Binyamin of Tudela. He left Spain between 1159 and 1163, and he returned in 1172. He traveled extensively for more than 10 years, visiting Jewish and non-Jewish communities around the world. And he wrote about his experiences in a travel diary called Sefer HaMasaot, the Book of Travels. And in this diary, he records that he visited the grave of Rabbi Yehuda Halevi in Tveria. And yet, in the travels of Rabbi Pesachi of Regensburg around 1180, there was no mention of the grave of Yehuda Halevi. However, other travelers like Rabbi Yitzhak ben Alfura in 1444 write that they did visit the graves of Ibn Ezra and Rabbi Yehuda Halevi. There was a manuscript that was found that was dated before 1300 that has the following statement. Yesod Rabbeinu Yehuda Levi HaKastil Asher Yosta Tachas Har Tzion Bevol Yerushalayim Im HaMelech Misfarad. It mentions Rabbi Yehuda Levi that he reaches Yerushalayim. V'ra'a Har Tzion Shamem, he saw Har Tzion destroyed. Nasas Kolo, he lifted his voice, Ubachal Churbano, V'amar Tzion Haloti Shali. And he said, Tzion Haloti Shali. There seems to be some evidence that he made it to Yerushalayim, based on some accounts, but whether he was trampled by an Arab horseman is more questionable. However, over 100 years ago, the Cairo Geniza was discovered and collected from the attic of the Ben Ezra Shul. Geniza scholar Shlomo Goitin wrote a lot about these discoveries, including information relating to the history of Rabbi Yehuda Halevi. Among the Geniza documents, Professor Goitin found many documents, all written around 1130 to 1141, including many in Rabbi Yehuda Halevi's handwriting. And based on this research, it was discovered that when he was 54 years old, he decided to make the journey to Eretz Yisrael, and in 1130, he began his journey. And he intended to travel through Egypt, but he did not. And for some unknown reason, he ended up in North Africa, where he became good friends with Ibn Ezra, and then he ended up back in Spain. 10 years later, in 1140, he began the journey again and ended up in Alexandria on September 8th. He intended to leave from Egypt to Eretz Yisrael, but he was delayed and he stayed in Cairo until Pesach. After that, he returned to Alexandria, and a few days before Shavuos of 1141, he boarded a boat and set sail for Eretz Yisrael. Now, there was a letter that was written about 6 months later that indicates that he is no longer alive, and it seemed that he was alive for 2 months in Eretz Yisrael, that he died in either Tammuz or Av. Now, there's one letter that was written months after the death of Rabbi Yehuda HaLevi that does seem to indicate that perhaps the legend is true. Why? And again, we only have fragments of the letter, but part of the letter says, V'lo nelam mimena odos Rabbi Yehuda HaLevi HaTzadik HaChasid Zayin Kuf Lamed. And the matter was not hidden from him about Rabbi Yehuda HaLevi, the righteous one, the Tzadik HaChasid, the pious one, Zayin Kuf Lamed, Zecher Kadosh Livracha. Why is this significant? Because he is called a Kadosh. Whenever you refer to someone as Zecher V'Kadosh Livracha, that he's a Kadosh, like the Kadoshim died in the Shoah. A Kadosh, a holy one, is someone who dies an unnatural death. It's typically reserved for martyrs. And in this letter, there's a reference about Shari Yerushalayim as well. Again, the letter is damaged and it's hard to read, so you can't say anything conclusively. But that being said, the documents from the Cairo Geniza indicate that it's likely that the legend recorded by the Shalshelas HaKabbalah regarding Rabbi Yehuda HaLevi is true, and that at the end of his life, the great nationalist poet Rabbi Yehuda HaLevi did make it to Eretz Yisrael, and in fact he died an unnatural death.